We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Is there any possible way to Jedi mind trick your kids into loving what you love so much? But you can't really show them your cards, right?
Yeah, you have to pretend not to care about it.
You think that's the thing?
Yeah, what do they say about, like, if you're a girl, right? You're a girl. And when you were 15 or 16 years old, Jen, if your dad said, I don't like that boy, who did you want to date?
Yeah, it was a rebel thing. But my kids aren't teenagers yet.
Okay.
I just want them to love the same thing that I love. Did your parents ever successfully get you to love something they loved?
I don't.
What was your dad's like favorite hobby or?
Making beer. So I don't think I was doing a lot of that at age 10. It doesn't count for me though, because I'm an only child. I ran East Conklin Avenue in Nitro.
That explains a lot.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Many things.
I'm not trying to make anybody nervous, but have more than one kid.
All right. Here's the deal. Okay. So growing up, I went to a summer camp that I loved so, so much. And I really credit for making me an independent person because I had to be away from my parents and figure things out on my own and make new friends. And it just allowed me to try all kinds of new things that were hard things and outdoorsy things and physical things that I otherwise would have never challenged myself to do. So I credit it for giving me a lot of my self-confidence and independence and courage and lifelong friendships. I mean, I'm still friends with women today, and we're all now in our like late 30s and early 40s, and we've been friends since sixth grade.
Right.
All like in touch with each other on a weekly basis.
This is the big group text that you're a part of that every now and again you're like, oh, something's going on. Somebody's having a baby. Somebody got engaged.
Yes, exactly. And so so this is a place that I love so, so much. And they do a mother-daughter camp, and they only do it like every other year. And the age requirement is for them to be six. So I've basically been waiting for my older daughter, Lauren, to turn six for 2 years.
Okay.
I've been so excited about it. And it's coming up this weekend. And I want her to love this camping experience more than anything I've ever wanted her to love.
She's not going to.
And I'm just trying to figure out how to Jedi mind trick her into loving it. Like, trying to keep it low key, but I've probably already oversold the experience that we're going to have.
She Jedi mind tricks you. The last vacation you took, Disney, it was a big surprise. What happened?
She ruins surprises quite a bit.
Taylor Swift.
But she always loves the experience when we get there.
You saved money from four paychecks and skipped a mortgage payment to get good seats for her and her friends to go to Taylor Swift. What did she say?
Not exciting. That was just in the surprise moment, though. She loved it when we went.
Right.
Like, she doesn't like the expectation I have of her to have a big reaction to surprises. And we're supposed to go hiking, and I'm like, what if we're hiking in the rain? And we're supposed to go swimming in the lake and do canoeing and kayaking and all these wonderful things that I want her to love. And I'm so terrified that the weather's going to ruin it or I'm going to oversell it, and she's just, like, not going to want to ever go back.
I promise
just
you.
Fingers crossed.
You've already oversold it. So you got to work around that.
Okay.
So
I think what she's going to be most excited about is spending one-on-one time together, because she does have a little sister. And so a lot of times they compete for our attention. So I think the sell is it's just me and her. Because I said something the other day. I was like, I'm so excited for our mommy-daughter weekend. And she goes, yeah, because Reese isn't going to be there. Like, so I get you all to myself kind of a thing, you know, and I'm like, well, we love Sissy. She's not old enough to go and blah, blah, blah. But I think that's going to be my angle.
Can we?
That sounds like.
But I'm going to be so crushed if she doesn't like it, guys. It will be soul crushing.
Can we recruit Grant to brainwash her? Like, oh, my gosh, you have to make sure mommy has the best time. Like, what about that?
Reverse. Make it her responsibility.
You have to. Good. This is mommy's favorite place. You have to make sure it's mommy's best time. Can you make sure mommy has the best time and tell me all about it?
Okay. That might be good.
I know. I'm very smart.
She's kind of a rebel, though. She might just be like, no, daddy, don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to be like, I got you this because dad said to make you happy.
Yeah. I'm very smart, but that 6-year old might be smarter.
I'm telling you, they outwit, outlast, and outplay. Little survivors, aren't they?
We need to get you some help, Jen.
I would love to know if you've successfully gotten your kid to love what you love.
404-263-0941. What'd you call it? Jedi mind tricking your child to be passionate about something that's going to break your heart if she doesn't love it like you do.
Please share your strategy.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, what's your strategy on Jedi mind-tricking your kids into loving what you love? Is there a strategy? Sarah in Suwannee, help me out here.
Hey, we just downplay it. Don't make a big deal about it.
Okay, so what's your thing?
I don't let them know.
What's your thing you want your kids to love?
My 3 kids all go to my summer camp I went to as a kid.
Yes, okay. Oh, my gosh.
And they love it.
They do. Okay, so just downplay it. Just be super low-key about it.
I don't let them know.
But here's the problem, Jen.
Sarah's got that winning strategy. Her 3 kids go to her summer camp.
You're already too late on that, though, because you've been building it up all week. Like, the first words out of Jen's mouth.
All year. Are you kidding me? I booked this a year ago.
The first thing out of Jen's mouth, before she even said good morning or how's everybody's night or whatever, she goes, I got sleeping bags in the car.
Hey, Ashley in Stone Mountain, how do I Jedi mind trick them?
Basically, what you need to do is just like Jen said, don't oversell it. Okay. Don't oversell it at all. But since you already oversold it, obviously, what you want to do is kind of when you guys get there, don't give it all your all. Don't make it your thing. Let her make it her thing and find and see what she likes. Okay. Because once you see what it is she's excited about, then you get excited about it and it makes her more excited about it. But I have 2 daughters and they're 9 and 5. If they don't like something, I just kind of like go with the flow. Even if it's my favorite thing, I go with the flow. And the things that they do like, I do with them. And they're like, yay, mommy, this is my thing. You like it. Because they just don't want to do what you like all the time. Right. I have that issue all the time.
Okay, Ashley, this is so good. Rachel in Buford, what's your strategy?
I nannied a lot. And especially with the little ones, I always say, don't you do that. And once you say those words, they will giggle and do whatever you just said not to do. So I would tell her, don't you have too much fun now? And she'll just end up having the blast.
Ooh.
Because for some reason, those words, don't you do it, always get the little ones, especially Reese. I bet that will work with her every time.
Yes. Okay. And that's so good.
And Danielle's going to make it old school. If none of those techniques, Jedi mind trick worked, Danielle's got the practical solution.
Okay. When I'm a nanny, and what always tends to work to get them to like to do whatever they are doing is bribery.
There you go, bribery. So what is Lauren's favorite thing on the planet?
Sweets.
You enjoy this. We get cupcakes every 10 miles on the way home.
Okay.
That's right.
Thanks, Danielle.
I like it. That's old school.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be looking on Facebook, too. So if you've got any Jedi mind tricks, you can share them with us there. And I'll let you know on Monday morning how it goes.
Good luck.
If she rejects what I love, or if she loves it. I don't know.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.